This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt the Hitman, Mr.
What up,
Justin the Bizzler, and you got Mr.
Unlimited.
Boom, boom, Matty Leach. And, you know, if you haven't heard it, he ain't going to, then you don't know because you didn't ask the right person. But Isaiah Hole, the whole truth, the Wolverine's Wire, I tied that up for you. He's on with us right now. What's up, Isaiah?
Hey, thanks for calling, Jamie.
Hey, you know, we get you right. In. We try to get you in as much as we can. We want to find out some things. Hey, what's going on in the Marvel world or Disney Plus world?
Well, I'm still taken aback by the latest episode of Andor, where Andor died within the first 15 seconds. Yeah, so he's gone. Can't do the same. Not going to even try to do the joke with the latest Marvel movie, which I have seen. That would be very uncouth. So we're trying to be couth around here.
Ah, okay. All right.
Big word.
You know what movie I'm talking about, right, J-Mo?
Yes, I do. I do. The one where we greet each other.
We have a Kanza Fabergé.
That would be
the sequel to which my intro song is from. So,
yes.
Really good movie, though. Really good movie.
It is an excellent movie, and I hope to see it.
My girl almost even went to see it, and she didn't see it, but she almost did, which is a pretty, that's a big step, because when it comes to the Marvel and all that, she is not down with any of that.
Almost is first step to acceptance. It's totally understandable.
Ooh, exactly.
Ms., yeah, that's nice. Boom, nice. So, Isaiah, Michigan need a passing game to beat Illinois?
No.
All right. Good conversation.
Yeah, great conversation.
Yeah, all right. I don't know. I mean, probably not much more than what they've had. It's complimentary football. I think that Illinois is certainly going to be more challenging to run the ball against than maybe most of the others that they face. But I still think that Michigan's just more talented up front. You know, I was talking earlier in the week with Jake Butt, and he was trying to convince me that Illinois was going to slow down Michigan's run game. And I'm like, I really don't think so. I mean, slow down, sure, maybe. But I still foresee a situation where they're going to be able to run, because this is still it would be one thing if Michigan was a Ohio State type team where you have more talent overall, but you're not always humming. Michigan's identity is to run the ball. It's got more talent and has been humming as far as that's concerned. That said, I mean, I'm sure that they will continue to – the last several games, they've really tried to get the passing game going, and it hasn't necessarily worked that great except for a couple touchdown throws, which I guess is kind of what you want. But certainly that I think that they need to get back into a rhythm similar to what we saw – earlier in Big Ten play, where no one could even get them to punt. That's kind of gone by the wayside the last couple games, literally the last two games, and I think it's partially because Michigan's kind of messing around, trying to figure out what it can do and trying to figure out some other things. Obviously, they've had injuries at some key positions and all of that, but they certainly need to, I think, find those high-percentage pass plays without – I don't think that they're going to try to do too much. I think that they are really going to – they've been in a shell for the most of the part of the year overall offensively, and I expect them to continue that unless it's absolutely necessary, because I think that what we're going to see next week – I know sometimes that's wishful thinking, but that sometimes you think going up against Ohio State that suddenly you're going to see this completely different offense. I actually think that, that there's some legs to that this year because there's concepts that we saw earlier in the year or that we saw with the same personnel last year that we haven't seen much of this year. Maybe we saw it in the first three games. Maybe we saw it things here and there throughout the season, and then they've gone kind of away from it. And I'm not necessarily talking about the long deep ball, but I think that there's a lot of different things that they can do that they haven't really shown. And I think that the goal for Michigan and what I think will end up happening is that they'll be able to do enough without having to really get into their bag of tricks, so to speak. And Illinois is very good, but, I mean, they just lost to Purdue and Michigan State. And if you think that – I know every game is different. If you think that Michigan State is a better matchup against Illinois, well, then I have a bridge somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic to sell you, J-Mo. So if you want to go ahead and write me a check – actually, no checks. I don't trust your checks.
Straight cash. Straight cash for you over there, J-Mo.
Straight cash, homie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, but Isaiah, you mentioned some of the injuries for the Wolverines that they'll hopefully try and rest, give some guys some rest this weekend. We're going to have some bitter cold. I mean, it's the proverbial trap game before that big one. Against Ohio State, do you think there's any chance, not necessarily that we see the Wolverines lose, but we see more of a struggle than we expect?
No, because generally there have been a couple, like really just the one exception being Indiana in 2018. Michigan hasn't really had taken the games before Ohio State lightly. I don't think they were taking that game lightly. I think Indiana just came in with some tricks that unfortunately unveiled some things to some degree. But it's the only game that they have lost in the Jim Harbaugh era before Ohio State was playing against a ranked Wisconsin team in Wisconsin with your second and third string quarterbacks. That's in 2017. That's the only time that they've really struggled. You know, it just doesn't really seem – this doesn't seem like a team that goes into these games overlooking. Like, I said this on the podcast earlier in the week. You know, if you're a fan or if you're in the media, by all means, let's look ahead to Ohio State because that's where my mind's at. I've barely been able to wrap my head around the fact that Michigan's playing Illinois tomorrow. We're all kind of waiting for that Ohio State game, but that's not what this team is. You know, this team has gone out and bulldozed everything in its path. I don't expect anything different. You know, they've not shown any proclivity to have any kind of let up. The only times that they've had maybe a disappointing half at like Rutgers, for instance, is when they were trying some different things that didn't necessarily work, and then they went in the half and came out and just were, all right, let's bury them now. So I don't have any concern about it being like a trap game. As far as like the personnel, I wouldn't be surprised if you see guys play that maybe you'd think would sit in large part because I think you don't necessarily want guys going in completely cold. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to make the same mistakes as you made like last week. And if you have the game at hand, I think you get your starters out of there as quickly as possible. If the moment you feel like, all right, we have this game, whether it's like a 2-score lead or three score, I'm not really sure to what point you would make that decision. But the last thing you want, and we saw that in 2018, is having one of your key starters hurt or more injured or something like that. You don't want to go into Ohio State without the full complement of players that you're able to bring in. That was one of the benefits for Michigan last year, is that it was moderately healthy, and it seems like that they, for the most part, are. I don't think that any of these injuries have happened recently, Donovan Edwards, Mike Morris, Luke Schoonmaker, I don't think any of those are particularly serious. We saw Jamon Green get some play last week, and the good news is that gave Will Johnson even more opportunity to get in. Might be this year's DJ Turner in that sense. You know, Jamon Green goes out because of he's beaten up, but against Michigan State last year it was he kind of gotten banged up against Michigan State. He goes out, and then you bring in the replacement corner, and they play amazing. This might be a situation where Will Johnson can kind of assert himself a little bit, but the good news is Jamon's still going to get some run. We saw him get some run last week because he's still been shut down, and even against Nebraska, I don't believe there was a completed pass on him. So I think that you have pretty much your full complement of players available. I think that the key is essentially to do as much as you can with who you can. Make sure that guys don't want guys necessarily being cold in the sense of you want them to feel like they're building. It's kind of like when you weightlift, you don't want that time off, you know, as much as possible. Or for a guy like Keegan who hasn't played very much in the recent weeks, if they can get him back in for, you know, maybe even just a couple of series just to kind of get his feet underneath him, that would pay dividends because, again, this next week is going to be the most important game of the season. You don't want him to try to get his bearings on the fly. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see some of those guys come back this week.
Again, you're listening to Isaiah Hull from Wolverines Wire. Isaiah, let's talk about the secondary and how well it's playing. Even young Johnson, who's playing very well. Jamon Green, is he ready to come back into the fold, or are they going to give him another week off?
Well, he didn't have the week off last week. Like I just said, he played last week. He just wasn't the starter, and he kind of came in rotation, didn't give up any passes. I believe he was targeted twice, if I'm recalling, having looked at the PFF snap count breakdowns. I think the secondary has been playing mostly very good. I mean, they're still getting beat on occasionally. Really, the only way they've been getting beat has been on 50-50 balls, right? They're not really getting beat on anything other than that. And to those, you just kind of have to say, well, that's just is what it is. You know, there's really nothing you can do sometimes when that happens. Obviously, they found the answer against Michigan State by rolling Rod Moore into coverage more and more. So I'm curious to see less this week, even though Tommy DeVito is a very good quarterback. I think that in normal circumstances, I would be hyping up this game a lot more than I am. But I'm really curious to see more so next week how that works. Now, where I am curious this week is just to see if there's continuity, because Tommy mm-hmm. DeVito is the type of quarterback that can hurt you if you are lax about it. And I am curious to see if the same trends have happened. You want to know what's interesting. We're not really talking through 10 games about this being the best defense in the Jim Harbaugh era, probably in part because they haven't necessarily had a slew of ranked teams come in. But statistically, at this point, it's on track to being exactly that. When you look and go up and down the games, there's only one team, I believe, all season that's eclipsed 300 yards, and that's Maryland. You go back to like 2016, there's like eight games that are in that within that threshold out of the 13 they played. It might be seven, but this is an extremely good defense. So what I just want to see this game is just a continuation of that, because even though Illinois is banged up, it doesn't sound like Chase Brown is going to be full strength if he plays at all. Certainly they have you know, Tommy DeVito has been very good. He can run the ball. They kind of like are a diet Michigan in the sense that they are not necessarily trying to complete big passes downfield, but they've got different things that they'll try to do kind of underneath. They do some trickeration every now and again. So with all of that in mind, I just want to see Michigan hold them down the same way they've held everyone else down. Keep the momentum, right? Like if suddenly Illinois comes out and, you know, musters up 400 yards in the game, then I'm not going to feel very good going into next week. And it's all about me. So I just feel that they need to continue to have these types of games, really just this one left here before Ohio State, where they hold them to like a season low or near their season low. And if they can do that, then I think that it'll really bode well for the following week.
Hmm.
Yeah, and like you said, it's all building up towards that last one here at the end of the season. One guy that we've seen a little bit more from the past few weeks and potentially this weekend, depending on what happens with Donovan Edwards and how healthy he is, how much they want to put him out there, is C.J. Stokes. He has seemed impressive when he's gotten the ball and had the opportunity. But is it enough? Have you seen enough? Or do you need to see something out of him this week to give you enough confidence to give him the ball down in that snake pit down known as Columbus?
I do want to see more. Even though it was just one fumble, you know, it was weeks ago. I mean, we're talking 8 weeks ago at this point.
Yeah. Right.
It's still one of those things where you want to see him continue to do well, because he was looking really good in those first three games. Really, even on that carry in which he fumbled, he looked really good. It really felt like, I mean, we were all talking about him after the first few weeks, like, look at this kid, like, out of nowhere. Kind of felt like, you know, Chris Evans light to some degree, where it just felt like, oh, man, this Michigan's done it again. And then that fumble happens, and then Michigan doesn't trust him to put him in again for a while, and therefore I didn't trust him, you know, type of thing, you know, where it's like, well, if Michigan's not going to put him in and they're just going to run Blake Corum 30 times, put Donovan Edwards in a few times and not, you know, not give him a sniff, then certainly that doesn't bode well for how I feel about his opportunities. But to see him get some run the last couple games, and especially last week getting like 80 yards and just really what, like a drive and a half of that. I mean, it's that does bode well. But again, you know, you have to see him continuing to protect the football, and because the last thing you need is going into Columbus and giving Ohio State any kind of opportunity. I know last year Michigan turned the ball over and overcame it. I don't trust doing that on the road. So I think that this will be a good game to kind of get him worked in a little bit more. Also to show Ohio State, yeah, we got yet another guy, you know, like if you can get him going along with Blake, along with maybe just sprinkling a little bit of Donovan, I'm sure that they will, especially if he's available, especially just to essentially make them think one thing before they do another. I think that would bode really well, because obviously everything with this offense works through the run game. And if you can make it even that much more difficult to defend against one way or another, then that bodes really well going into next week, because especially if you start showing, hey, we've got other wrinkles, we've got other players, we have other capabilities than what you knew about, then it's going to make Ohio State think and probably honestly overthink that much more, given what happened last year. I think all of the pressure is on Ohio State next week. So I think as much as Michigan can make them overthink, that would be in Michigan's best interest, and C.J. Stokes certainly can be a part of that.
Isaiah, appreciate you coming on, being a part of the M Zone. Look forward to talking to you early next week, hopefully, or on Friday, because we are having a Black Friday special.
You know what? That's nice that you said that. It was nice having me on, because when I wasn't on last week with all the threatening calls and emails and that person you had standing outside of my house, which is weird since I live with Leach, It's nice to hear that.
I just want answers. Give me the answers I want. Who dies in the next movie?
Turns out it was us the entire time.
Oh, okay.
Is the Silver Surfer coming back? Are they bringing him back with the Fantastic Four?
I would imagine so. I don't think that they've released anything other than, hey, we have a Fantastic Four movie.
I know. I just want to see I like the Silver Surfer. I'm sorry. Okay, I thought maybe you had...
Because you like that Joe Satriani album.
Thanks, Isaiah. Appreciate it. Isaiah, yep. Hall, Wolverine's Wire. All right, we're going to go to a break. We come back. You know who's next. It's 4:30. You know on Friday, y'all better get ready, because if you ain't, he'll have you ready. Host Bob Thornton on the other side. You're listening to the M Zone, the premier show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.